Helping you get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. My name is Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today. We're midway through several weeks talking about projection and volume and energy and discussing at the moment a way for you to picture your audience who you can't see and who may be listening separately, individually at some point in the future so you get your projection correct. So imagining your hidden audience. One way to achieve an appropriate point of focus that we spoke about yesterday for your projection is by putting a photo of someone at a distance from you in your studio that you would imagine an actual listener to be if they were physically with you. So if the voiceover is personal and intimate, then the image would be close to you and the mic, and a louder announcer read may require a photo the other side of the room so you can target your projected voice to hit it. Projection. Yes, it's not just volume, it's a kind of laser-like focus of a mixture of volume and energy and intonation and clarity and diction. Now, if you can't have a physical photo of someone that you choose as your listener, then have someone in your mind instead. That should be a real person with whom you have a connection. How do you want them to feel when they hear you? Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.